Hello, welcome to the first Quick Learn. The Quick Learn is just going to make a connection between what we've already learned in science and where we're going. When we started the year, we talked about cells, and cells are the basic unit of life, and we talked about all of the different organelles that help those cells function. The one we want to really talk about now is the mitochondria in humans and animals, and the mitochondria is the powerhouse, the generator of the energy. And in order for that mitochondria to do its job as humans, we need to ingest organic compounds so that they can be broken down from large molecules into small molecules so they can be absorbed into our bloodstream and get all the way down to the cellular level. And then the mitochondria can use that in order to generate the glucose and other things that we need to survive. The organic compounds that we talked about are made up of carbon and hydrogen bonds that also have oxygen, nitrogen, sulfur, and phosphorus combined in those compounds. And the four organic compounds that we discussed were nucleic acids, which are RNA and DNA. We talked about carbohydrates, which are the sugar and starches. We talked about the lipids, which are the fats and oils, which help us store energy for later use. And we also talked about proteins, which we get from meat and fish and legumes and beans and all that great stuff that we eat. So when we begin our digestive system in the human body, the first thing before we even take a bite is our salivary glands kick in and we get our saliva in our mouth starting to stir up. And then once we take that first bite, we know we have some chemical digestion going on with the saliva and the enzymes. We also have the physical breaking down of the food with our teeth, then we swallow it and it goes down our esophagus, which is the long tube down our throat. And then that esophagus needs peristalsis, which is like a movement of the food that goes down our throat. Then once it gets through all of that safely, it makes its way down to our stomach. Our stomach has hydrochloric acid in it that helps chemically break that down, and there's some mechanical processes going on there too. Then the food moves into the stomach, out of the stomach, and into the small intestine, and then into the large intestine, and then the liver will help store some vitamins and make some and get out some of the toxins for us. The pancreas helps us create insulin, and it has enzymes that help us break down the carbohydrates and the fats as well. And then it gets all the way down to the excretory system, and our excretory system will either be the bladder that can store the urine for us, or it can be the rectum, which will store the solid waste for us, and then out it comes at the end. So that's like the basic outline of the digestive system. In class, we'll talk about individually all of the different organs and their structure and their function and what they and how they all tie together and how the digestive system and the excretory system work together, because once it passes through digestion, it goes to excretory, and that's how we process food, and that's how we get our energy to maintain our homeostasis and maintain our internal balance so we can stay healthy and happy. And that is just a quick learn about what we've learned and where we're going, and we're going to learn more in the next 2 weeks on digestion.